I would say it allows us it should be considered a complementary technology to other technologies generating energy from biomass, but it allows us to expand our toolbox of bioenergy platforms that can produce biofuels from feedstocks that otherwise would be hard to use. Fermentation utilizes easily digestible sugars to generate ethanol or butanol. Digestion, methane production, generates gaseous fuels that might be transformed into liquid fuels from easily digestible portion. But there are many parts of the biomass, such as lignin and probably some cellulose and hemicellulose, that we will never be able to utilize through that pathway. And there might be feedstocks that are not economical to be used through those processes. And that's where there is a opportunity and possibly even a need for another technology to complement the already existing technologies. Why pyrolysis instead of combustion to generate heat? Because at a lower temperature, we might be able to utilize feedstocks that we would not be able to utilize at higher temperatures. High ash materials are difficult to gasify or combust, and we will be able to generate liquid fuels from pyrolysis that we're not able to generate through combustion. So there are a number of arguments why pyrolysis fits very well in the more established portfolio of bioenergy options. Pyrolysis has also constraints. It will likely be less economical or impossible to have a net energy gain from very wet biomass. So other energy systems might be more appropriate for those feedstocks. But I can see that there's a complementarity that will allow us to make best use of existing biomass resources with a portfolio of options.
How to